If somebody shakes a charity box at you, do you feel guilty if you don't give a donation, or are you happy to say no? Research by the BBC into our charitable giving shows that despite the growth of computers and social networking, we are still most likely to react to a direct appeal for our support. So how would you react when you meet a chugger? That's somebody who might approach you on the street and ask you if you want to make a charitable donation. 08 459 25 2000. On the line is Tom Scott from Shine, the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Charity based in Peterborough. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Excuse me. Now, there are thousands of charities vying for our money. How do you approach getting people to donate?
Well, firstly, let me say, out of all the charities out there, thanks for inviting us on this morning. And the way we go about business is that we try to make a connection. And there's two main ways that we make that connection. Obviously, there's those that have first-hand experience of spina bifida and hydrocephalus. They're our first port of call. And then we have people who are just interested in fundraising, doing something good. And for them, it's about engaging them with our brand, to be honest. And that has become very, very important for charities.
Because all sorts of methods are used by charities. We often talk about them on this programme. Listeners get quite cross when they are sent pens and badges and all sorts of bits and pieces in the post, and then, you know, feel guilty if they don't donate. Chugging, we've talked about a lot. Do you ever employ chuggers, for instance?
No, we have very limited resources, to be honest, in terms of marketing and recruiting new fundraisers. So we're very efficient with that. We don't send out freebies in the post. It's not something we can afford to do. And we don't use chuggers or street collectors. I guess the first thing to say about chuggers, though, is that it does work. And that's the reality. If it didn't work, the bigger charities wouldn't be doing it. But we don't do it, and that's for two main reasons. One, we prefer not to invade people's private space in that way. And the other is because it requires a lot of investment to actually put out that fundraiser out there, and it's not something that we're involved in at all.
They do work, I assume, because people just don't like to say no. I mean, I have to say that I go into our local supermarket on a regular basis, and there's invariably somebody standing there collecting for one of the charities. They're often, you know, the well-known ones, Lifeboat or Macmillan Nurses or something like that. But I always donate because, you know, it's very difficult to walk past somebody collecting. And secondly, you sort of think, if these people have given up their time to stand and collect, then I'll give them a pound or whatever.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things there. I mean, our head office is in Peterborough City Centre, so every lunchtime I'm sort of sidestepping four different charities because I couldn't possibly give every lunch break. But there's not many charities, as far as I'm aware, that have volunteers conducting that work. Most of those people are paid in a job to go out and collect in that fashion.
How much sort of money do you need to raise on a yearly basis and on an annual basis? And obviously, the more the better would be the answer. But do you have a sort of limit that you say we must get past this to keep our service running as normal?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Shine, although it sounds like a lot of money, when we call ourselves a small charity, we have an annual target of £2.5 million. And we have various ways that we fundraise that. From community events, you know, sponsored events that we're all familiar with, telesales teams. We have quite a unique product whereby we sell virtual balloons. So you'll remember the old-fashioned balloon race when they're all
Indeed.
Set off. Well, we have a computer version of that, and businesses enter and they can win a prize for themselves at the end of the month.
And you must always have to be coming up with new ideas. I'm going to be speaking to somebody who runs a local charity later on, and they're trying to break the world record for hide and seek. Because literally, it's got to be novel, hasn't it, to get people's attention. I think your chairman, for instance, isn't he doing something in Brazil?
Our chairman, Richard Astle, has been with us for 10 years now. And to celebrate that, he's taken part in what we've called the Chairman's Challenge. You can see that at chairmanschallenge.co.uk. And he's doing 10 challenges varying from 10K runs, half marathons. He's doing a 40-mile trek through the Dales and then a trek to Morocco in October as well. And you can see the variety of things he had to commit to raise his money. And that has set a very ambitious target for that of £25,000 as well. So that's one example. Another example is yesterday we just launched a sweepstake with a company called Guest to Give, whereby you can bet on the World Cup And we get a large proportion of that donation through to us. But people who enter also are in with a chance of winning a prize. So it's giving people that incentive as well.
So that's what you have to do all the time, is keep coming up with novel ideas. And when it comes to sponsorship and things, you know, people have to test themselves more and more, don't they? Because climbing Kilimanjaro, oh, well, everybody's done that sort of thing. Yeah. So like in your chairman's case, he's really got to come up with things that are going to test him to the limit.
That's it, absolutely. And it really is a test. I mean, if you commit to, on average, you know, monthly doing one of these long runs or going on the long treks, it takes a great deal of personal sacrifice. But that's why he set out to do it, to set the example to others that this is what we really need here, as we're all familiar with in the charity world, to do something extraordinary in order to help those that really need it. And that's what we're about. And I also just like to say as well on this point that there is a new sort of currency emerging whereby people can link together. So, for example, with our corporate partners, we can work together in a social media sense, and money isn't necessarily changing hands, but it's bringing great value to the charity just by gaining more likes or using people's social networks to spread the word. And that awareness then often leads to fundraising as well.
It's been really good to talk to you, Tom. Keep up the good work.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andy.
That's Tom Scott from Shine, the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Charity.